Come on in, my friends. It's time for the midweek edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. As we get you ready for week 8 of high school football, we take a look at the latest Virginia High School League standings, which came out on this Tuesday, and much, much more. So glad to have you with us. Man, this time of the season where things are just everything's together. Yeah. Got the baseball playoffs going on, football obviously in complete full swing, basketball practices, those seasons coming soon. Yeah, and what, coming up 2 weeks from today, we're going to be down to the Richmond Coliseum in that area near the Coliseum. Getting set for the Atlantic 10 women's basketball season. It's their annual media day, and we'll be there to cover it and talk to all 14 head coaches across the Atlantic 10, including, of course, the head coaches of Richmond and VCU. That's, of course, Michael Schaefer and Beth O'Boyle, respectively, as we get set for our fourth season of exclusive tip-to-trophy coverage of the A-10 tournament at the Richmond Coliseum next March. But for right now, let's talk football. Here are the headlines coming out of week 7. First, new numbers are out. They got here about 12:30 this afternoon. RVA Sports Network first to bring them to you on Twitter. And we've got them online now at rvasportsnetwork.com. But now we want to give you more than just the standings. We want to bring you the in-depth analysis behind the standings. And we'll begin in 6A South and work our way down numerically. It's just the way we do it, that's all. No particular reason, no particular preference, anything like that. Now, in 6A South, just as a reminder, for each region, they have a right to do their playoffs their own way. Some regions, it's all 16 teams in, no matter what conference you come out of. For a lot of regions, they split their four conferences into two sub-regions, and the top eight teams in the sub-regions qualify, and they play two, sometimes three rounds in their own sub-region, and mostly that is to cut costs so that you don't have first-round games with teams going all over the Commonwealth, such as the case here in 6A South. Conferences 1 and 2 play each other for the first two rounds, and they're up in Northern Virginia. Conferences 3 and 4 play each other, and they are the teams in Chesterfield County in 6A, a few teams in Fredericksburg and Points North, and then, of course, there's Franklin County, bless their heart, way out near Roanoke, kind of all by themselves. Some regions will cross bracket after two rounds. 6A South has done it in the past. 4A East did it last year. And we think they're going to do it again this year, but honestly, there could be changes to regions. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the podcast when the first set of numbers came out, and we said we're basing our standings based on what the regions did last year, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't changes. Well, 2 weeks later, we haven't heard of any changes, but if we do, obviously, we'll let you know. In 6A South, conferences 3 and 4. Manchester, they pull away from Midlothian. They get the win. They stay atop at 31 points. And they are one full point ahead of Colonial Forge. So, therefore, Colonial Forge now in second place. They picked up some ground from last week. Last week, they were about 1 2/3 points behind. And this week, they're only a point behind. And they have a chance on Friday to do a little bit more damage. And we'll talk about that. Even though if Manchester can get a win Friday night, I think they can widen their lead, that's for sure. Now, the difference between second and third place between Colonial Forge and Freedom Prince William, it was a point and a half. It remains that way. And Freedom Prince William remains in third at 28.5 points. Colonial Forge is 6-1 of the year, and Freedom is 5-1. So Colonial Forge still has a bye week coming in play here, and so do a couple of other teams, here in 6A South. So Manchester by a point over Colonial Forge, and of course Manchester going to Hermitage on Friday for a huge game. And if they get a win at Hermitage, who is 5-1, that would be a tremendous bounty of points for the Lancers. But Colonial Forge hosts CeeDee Hilton, who we'll talk about in a moment. CeeDee Hilton's 5-2, And so a 5-2 team versus Hermitage, who is 5-1, there's a bounty of points. And Manchester is going to be playing a 5A team, where Colonial Forge is going to be playing a fellow 6A team. In fourth, a little over a point behind Freedom is Thomas Dale. Thomas Dale held steady despite the loss to Dinwiddie. They are still number four. They went from 27.4 points last week to 27.167. And the rating is based on this: total number of points you accrue divided by the number of games you have played. And they must be VHSL-sanctioned games. That affects Goochland and 2A East, and we'll get to that momentarily. So Thomas Dale's lead over 5th place Riverbend, who moves up from 7th to 5th, is about a point. It's just over a point. 27.167 for Thomas Dale, who hosts Petersburg on Friday. Riverbend at 26.143. They're 4-3, so they also have a bye week still to come. They go to Freedom Prince William this week. And so Riverbend with a big chance here to get a win over a team ahead of them here in the conference standings, whereas Freedom has a chance to kind of separate themselves even further from the bottom foursome of this particular subregion if they can get the win at home. Cosby at 26 points after the win over Huguenot. They move up from 8-6, but they go to LC Bird this week. Obviously, it'll be a tall order for them on that. Just behind them by about a quarter point or so is C.D. Hilton. They're ranked 7th. They went from 25-167 to 25-714. They got the victory last week to go to 5-2. So they still have a bye week in play. And again, they go to Colonial Forge. So a couple of good matchups inside 6A South with Freedom, Prince William, and River Bend playing each other. That's 3-5. Colonial Forge and C.D. Hilton facing off. That's 7-2. James River, the big fall. This week they go from 25.2 points to just to 25. So they only fall 0.2 of a point, but they fall three positions. They go from 5th all the way down to 8th because of the loss to Monacan, with Hilton winning and Cosby winning and River Bend winning. They all jump ahead. Now, the good news for James River is at Forest Park, who was in 9th last week, still in 9th this week. They lost, and so they go down to 3-3. Same record as James River, but James River getting the strength of schedule push, and that gets them some extra points. And Woodbridge is Forest Park's opponent on the road on Friday, and then well below them, over 2.5 points behind in 10th, is Franklin County. So we don't expect them to make a seismic shift. They're already at 3-4, so they only have three games left to make up a lot of space. So right now, James River trying to keep pace with River Bend, Cosby, C.D. Hilton, looking behind them at Forest Park. Now to 5A South Central, the one that most people talk about. The top eight teams out of conferences 11-12, and there are some changes. First of all, being off on Friday didn't hurt LC Bird one iota. They remain the number one team. This week they are at 29 1/3 points. They move up close to a point. And again, even though you have a bye, teams that you have played and beaten, if they win a game, you get 2 extra points. Teams that you've lost to, if they play and win, you get an extra point. For example, Manchester's win over Midlothian gave LC Bird 1 point. They were actually rooting for Midlothian to win because you get 2 points for beating a team and 1 point for a team you beat winning. Okay, so LC Bird up close to a point to about 29 1/3, which means their lead over number two unbeaten Douglas Freeman goes from 1/10 of a point to well over a point, 1.333 points, in fact. So Freeman getting the victory on Friday night helps them stay in the number two position, keeps them undefeated, but they actually lost ground to a Skyhawks team that spent Friday night either at home or watching other games at other locations. Highland Springs, as we talked about on the RCI Builders post-game show on the Game of the Week on Friday night and on our Central Region Central Region Now podcast on Friday night after Week 7, we talked about how Highland Springs should get ahead of Henrico and break that tie last week and move into third place all by themselves, and they have. They are 1.5 behind Douglas Freeman at 26.5 points, and they are 0.3 or so ahead of both Henrico and Hermitage, who has caught Henrico, and they are now tied for fourth, both at 5-1, and both with 26.167 VHSL rider points. They're both 5-1, so you divide 6 by their total number of points. They end up in a tie. Both of them this week, here are the games. Henrico goes to Atlee. That's a 5A opponent with 2 wins. Hermitage, of course, hosts Manchester, a 6A opponent that's unbeaten at 6-0. If both teams win, Hermitage jumps over Henrico next week. The question will be, will it be enough to even overtake Highland Springs for third, even if Highland Springs beats 5-1 Lee Davis coming up on Friday? And that's our game of the week, and we'll talk about that in a moment. And then what if J.R. Tucker, who almost knocked off Mills Godwin at their homecoming, what if they put a scare into and knock off Douglas Freeman? And that throws everything into a tizzy, and certainly Cosby beating L.C. Byrd would do the same thing. But if things go to plan, if L.C. Byrd beats Cosby, Freeman beats Tucker, and 1-2 are still the same, we could have major changes between 3 and 5, possibly even 6. Although for Verina, it's going to be tough this week because they play a 1-win Hanover team. So Henrico and Hermitage tied for 4th, about a third of a point behind 3rd place Highland Springs. Now just over a point behind them, but vaulting back into the postseason race after knocking off previously unbeaten Patrick Henry. And we also talked about this on Central Region Now on Friday night. We expected Verina to move into 6th place, and they did. They are at 25 points even. They easily had one of the best week 7s in the area. They entered last Friday night at 22 points and in 9th place. They come out of it at 25 points and in 6th place. Now they have to go to Hanover this week, and Hanover struggling this year. If they get a win, it's against a 4A school with only 1 victory. That may actually hurt Verina this week a little bit, bring them maybe closer to the bottom of the pack again, depending upon results in the games that we're about to talk about. But before we do that, let's talk about right behind them in 7th, Lee Davis at 24.167. Now, they go up about 1.3 points, but they stay in 7th position. Verina's win over 5-0 Patrick Henry was, you know, more bonus points there than Lee Davis beating 2-3 Atlee. But Lee Davis goes to Highland Springs this week. And again, that's our game of the week on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, online, live on the RVA Sports Network at the link on all of our websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, HanoverCountySports.net. And you can listen on the TuneIn Radio app by making one of your favorites Radial. Don't have the app? Just go to the Google Play Store, the Apple Store, download the TuneIn app. It's very easy to find. Once you do it, get logged in and whatnot, go to your favorites, and then type in the search engine Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That's WHAN's online music channel, which we take over on Friday nights for high school football. Put that in your favorites, and then all you got to do every Friday night, wherever you may be, is press tune in on your phone or your tablet, hit favorites, hit Radial, and the game of the week is right there. So Lee Davis goes to Highland Springs. Lee Davis can finally get a win over the Springers, then that really throws 5A South Central into a tizzy, because Lee Davis will jump up in points. And we'll be talking about them in the same breath as Hermitage, Henrico, Highland Springs. And of course, you really want to be in the top 4 here in 5A South Central to get a home game in round 1, November the 11th. You don't want to be that 5 seed, 6 seed that has to go and play at a tough opponent, which this year could be at Chester Fritz, it could be at Kreider. You know, Henrico's fighting to get a home game this year. And certainly you never want to be the 7 or the 8 seed, because you end up playing one of the real big dogs normally. Number 1 L.C. Byrd, they stay number 1. You know, the last several years when they have been the number 1 seed, they have vanquished number 8 without a problem. But right now, interestingly enough, more points than we thought they would get out of Petersburg, the win over Petersburg. Matoaka moves to 8th, and they are on the inside looking out in 8th place. They're a half a point behind 7th place Lee Davis at 23 2/3, and they have Meadowbrook this week. Now, Meadowbrook, that loss on a Friday night against Hopewell, 16-0 the final, hurt them. Because Meadowbrook not only gets knocked out of the postseason standings as of now, they entered the night in 6th place at 23.4. They lose close to a point. They go to 22.667, and they're now 10th in the standings. Mills Godwin is ahead of them at 23.333. So right now, 1.5 points separates 7th from 10th. Lee Davis, 7. Metoica, 8. A half point behind Lee Davis. Mills Godwin, 9. A third of a point behind Metoica. And Meadowbrook, 10. Two-thirds of a point behind Mills Godwin. 1.5 points behind 7th place Lee Davis. Another 1.3 points behind in 11th is Prince George. They get Dinwiddie this week. And if they got a big upset of Dinwiddie, they could make some noise here. Deep Run, because of the loss to Hermitage, they fall to 12th at 20.667. They just barely lose like 1/10 of a point or so, but they do have Prince George overtake them. Deep Run plays Mills Godwin on Friday. That could be a very interesting contest, and we may look at that matchup coming up on Friday in a few weeks when we're crunching the final numbers, and that may be a matchup that we look at and go, wow, the winner of that game stayed alive, and the loser, that was a big blow to their postseason hopes. And another game just like it here in 5A on Friday night, number 8 Metoica at number 10 Meadowbrook. And by the numbers, we're not talking about our NBC 12 poll. We're talking about the actual VHSL playoff standings right now. Metoica in an 8th, Meadowbrook out in 10th. But Meadowbrook with a chance to vault right back into the picture by knocking out Metoica. They have them at home. They're going to try to bounce back from the loss, all the turnovers they had against Hopewell there at Myrner on Friday night. Here is a big opportunity for the Monarchs in the Central District to make up ground in 5A South Central. So this week, we have our game of the week, Lee Davis Highland Springs. That's going to affect the standings. Hermitage hosts Manchester. That's obviously going to affect the standings. I think Henrico Atlee could affect the standings because Atlee's on the outside looking in now in 5A North, and we'll get to that in just a second. And then near the bottom, you've got Metoica in at Meadowbrook, who's out right now, and you got two teams that are on the outside looking in facing each other in a good old traditional rivalry in Deep Run Mills Godwin. So some great action coming up with big implications in this week number 8. To 5A North, those of you listening from Hanover County, for Patrick Henry and Atlee, Patrick Henry fell from 4th place to 7th place with the loss at Verina. They now have 26.167 points overall. They fell about 1.5. Massaponics overtook them. Albemarle jumped ahead of them. Patrick Henry of Roanoke jumped ahead of them. And right behind them by 1/6 of a point is North Stafford. And they play Stafford, who is currently 14th in 5A North. And in 5A North, all the conferences are in, and it's a top 16 all-in tournament. There are no broken down subregions of 8 teams. So top 16, you're in, and after that, you're out. So Patrick Henry moves down from 4 to 7. They get Windlass Armstrong for homecoming on Friday. So no bonus points if you beat Armstrong because they haven't beaten anybody. But you do get points and trying just to stay intact. Again, with North Stafford nipping at your heels, and you've got Stafford playing them, going to North Stafford in that big rivalry matchup on Friday night. In 9th, a point behind Patrick Henry is surging Tuscarora. They've got Thomas Edison at home this week, and they'll be favored to win. And then a little over a point behind them in 10th is Broad Run, but they have got to host number 2 Stonebridge this week. But let's say Broad Run got the upset win. If they did, even with Patrick Henry's win, they'd probably have Broad Run nipping at their heels. And the top 8 have home games, and if you're 9-16, you travel in the first round. So right now, Patrick Henry's got a home game in the postseason, but they're going to have to win probably 3 of their last 4 for that to be insured. I don't know if 7-3 with their strength of schedule will be enough. I know Patrick Henry needs to root for Mills Godwin to beat Deep Run on Friday night. That would give the Patriots a couple of extra points. PH needs Glenn Allen to get a win. If they could get their first win Friday afternoon against John Marshall, that would help Patrick Henry's points. So this is the time of the season now where you're starting to look at the teams that you've beaten earlier on, and you start rooting for them and looking on Twitter to see if they're getting wins, because if they do, 2 extra points in your VHSL bounty. And when that gets extricated out, then, that's that can be big stuff. Extrapolated out is what I meant to say. All right, so in 5A North, Brook Point by a wide margin, 2.3 points over Stonebridge. Brook Point, heavy favored right now in 5A North. They are rolling at 6-0, and they go to Mountain View this week, and Mountain View's struggling. They're out of the postseason picture right now. Stonebridge second, tied for third, Potomac Falls and Massaponics, and it's Albemarle, PH Roanoke, Patrick Henry in seventh. We jump down. At Lee, with the loss at Lee Davis, falls from a tie for 15th in the postseason, now down to 19th and out. But the good news is they are still within 2 points of 14th place. They're within 2.5 points of 12th place. So they have the opportunity to jump right back into the picture, and no better time than the present than Friday night. You got Henrico coming in at home. Take advantage of the home field advantage and take advantage of an opportunity to beat a 5-win team. You beat Henrico, and suddenly, totally different discussion. Atlee in 19th at 20.667. In 19th place, just ahead of them, 18th, Mountain View, ironically, the team they went to and beat in the first round last year. They're also 2-4. They're at 20.833, but they got to go to Brook Point, the number one team this week. George Marshall, Brook Point's coming to Mountain View. George Marshall, who was behind Atlee last week, is now ahead of them by a half a point. They're in 17th on the outside looking in. The team that's into the playoffs now at Atlee's expense is J.E.B. Stewart at 21 1/3 points. They're 3-3, and they go to Wakefield this week. Orange stayed at 15th position, and Stafford is in 14th. Potomac is in 13th at 22.833, a little bit over 2 points ahead of Atlee, and we mentioned Falls Church in 12th. So Atlee has some work to do. 4A East. 2 weeks ago when the first numbers came out, Dinwiddie fans were incredulous. How in the world can our team at 4-0, rolling like it's been, only be the fifth seed in a sub-region where the top eight teams make the playoffs? And I told everybody then, I said, just hold your horses, guys. As the regular season continues and more results come in, things will shake out. And 2 weeks later, they have. Dinwiddie has now tied Louisa. They are tied for the lead in the conference's 19 and 20 eight-team subregion. Both have 29 points. Both are 6-0, and both are on the road this week. Dinwiddie is at Prince George. Louisa goes to Western Albemarle. Louisa had a very heavy home early schedule. They played 4 games in a row at home early. They've only got 1 home game left. The rest of the way, their 3 out of their last 4 are on the road. Dinwiddie, of course, now having to overcome the loss of Joseph Tyree, lost for the season with the injury suffered in the win over Thomas Dale, and our absolute best to him in his recovery. We want you to heal well, fully, as quickly as possible, but fully is always more important than quickly. So Dinwiddie and Louisa tied for first. 2 points behind in third is Eastern View. They were idle last week. They're 6-0, and they go to Brentsville District on Friday. That's the number one seed in 3A East, conferences 26 and 28. That's where Hopewell and TJ and Petersburg are fighting. And we'll talk about that in a second. Monacan, with their win over James River, jumps up. They are back in the top four of that eight. And why is that important? Again, top four, get a home game. Monacan goes from 24.5 to 26.143. They're 6-1. They have George Wythe coming in. They'll be prohibitively favored in that game on Friday night. But even if they win, the problem with that is you don't get a lot of bonus points for beating George Wythe. Eastern View, on the other hand, if they could knock off Brentsville District and go to 7-0, they could actually put a little bit of separation to Monacan. Now, if Eastern View loses that game, chances are Monacan gets into the third position a week from now. Half or so a point behind Monacan in fifth is Chancellor at 25.5. And then in sixth is Powhatan. They fell from third to sixth with that loss to Louisa. They are at 25 1/3 points, so they're just barely behind Chancellor for fifth place. Powhatan 5-1. They go to Charlottesville this Friday night. King George is 1 point behind Powhatan in seventh at 24 1/3, and they host Caroline. Cortland is 2-4. Remember last week we talked about how there really is a top 7 and 4A East between these two conferences, and then after that there's a drop-off. Cortland is now 4.5 points behind King George, but they're in the playoffs in eighth place at 19.833 points, but they're 2-4. They have Spotsylvania coming in on Friday. Midlothian, in spite of the loss on Friday to Manchester, still in the playoff picture. They've still got Cortland in their sights. They are less than a half point behind them at 19.429 points. Really 4/10 of a point difference. But Cortland has a game in hand. Cortland is 2-4. Midlothian is 2-5. Midlothian goes to James River. Always a traditional big rivalry game to begin with. But much more important this year because James River needs the win to keep up the pace over Forest Park in 6A South. Midlothian needs the win so that maybe with Spotsylvania maybe beating Cortland, Midlothian could overtake Cortland and get into the top eight for the first time in 4A East. So, Mark, that one is a big one to watch Friday night, Midlothian-James River. Behind Midlothian, by a little over a point in 10th, is Huguenot, and then back behind them are Caroline and Hanover. In 3A East, we mentioned Brentsville District, who plays Eastern View in a battle of two 6-0 teams on Friday night. Brentsville will host Eastern View, and they lead in the sub-region of conferences 26 and 28 with 24 points. A point and a half behind in second is Hopewell at 22.5. They're 4-2, and they go to Colonial Heights, trying to get another window improved to 5-2. Now playing Colonial Heights, a winless team, that kind of hurts them there. Brentsville with a win over Eastern View could separate themselves a bit from Hopewell, but if Eastern View gets the win, Hopewell gets the win. Don't think they'll overtake Brentsville for first place, but they certainly would draw much closer. But Hopewell turns around, looks, and they see 5-1 James Monroe nipping at their heels, only a half a point behind at 22 points. And they have a battle with Chancellor. It's at home on Friday night. Again, we talked about Chancellor a moment ago, trying to solidify their position in 4A East, currently in fifth place. Thomas Jefferson, 18.5 points. They are 3-3 on the season. They got that win, and an important win it was, over John Marshall last week, and congratulations to them on that. A little under a point behind them in fifth is William Monroe, who have a road game at Madison County this week. So TJ, again, could you imagine if they finish in fourth? They could host a first-round playoff game. That would be phenomenal. Petersburg now sixth in the standings. They are a half a point behind William Monroe. William Monroe jumping from eighth all the way to fifth with their win this past week. So Petersburg drops one. They're a half a point behind. And again, they have a tough test. They go to Thomas Dale on Friday. Culpeper a half a point behind Petersburg in seventh. They also are at 2-4. They have a home game against Liberty Bealeton on Friday night. George Wythe, only a tenth or so behind Culpeper for seventh. They're in eighth place, but again, they've got to go to Monacan. A point and a half behind them in ninth, and on the outside looking in still is John Marshall at 1-5, but they host Glen Allen Friday. And if they could get their first win, they could draw closer to George Wythe, and it could be a city battle for the eighth and final postseason berth before all is said and done. In 2A East, Goochland has now been tied by Stewart's Draft for number one at 22 1/3 points. Got to remember, Goochland, even though they're 7-0, they're listed as 6-0 in the official standings because their win over Fork Union, a BISAA school, does not count in the postseason standings. So when we get to the end of the season, Stewart's Draft's numbers will be divided by 10. Goochland's will be divided by 9. King William gets that win over Charles City on Friday night. They were in 17th place going into last week's games, 2A East being a top 16 all-in tournament. They're now tied for 15th with Amelia and Washington and Lee. They're all at 14.833 points. And, you know, if the season ended that way, two of those teams would make it on a tiebreaker, and one of them would end up 17th and on the outside looking in. Essex moves up three spots in 1A East from 11th to 8th thanks to their victory this past week. They gained nearly 3 rider points on average thanks to that victory to move them to 2-4. And, of course, 8th place means a first-round home game in 1A East, which also is a region that's 16 teams all in. All right, to take a look at these, all the numbers, just go to rvasportsnetwork.com. They're right there. They'll be at the top of the page underneath our Listen Live link for our Game of the Week Tuesday night girls volleyball coming up, as it'll be number 5 Hanover at number 6 Atlee at 7 o'clock tonight on our YouTube channel. Subscribe there at youtube.com/rvasportsnetwork. We won't spam you. We won't bother you. We won't cajole you. But we will send you an update every time we either A, post a new video, or B, go live with another live exclusive RVA Sports Network high school sports broadcast. So you'll see the Listen Live link, and then below it, you will see the latest VHSL standings, which always come out on Tuesdays. And then as soon as they do, we go into the studio to give you the latest, most updated analysis possible here on Central Region Now. So the big matchups this week, folks, when we get into Week 8, are very simple. One, Manchester Hermitage. Just can't deny that that's the biggest matchup this week, with Hermitage at 4 in our latest NBC 12 RBA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football poll, holding there for the last couple of weeks. And Manchester, of course, has been number one since they knocked off LC Byrd. They look to stay unbeaten. It's going to be a titanic battle at Chester Fritz Stadium. My son, Robbie Witham, will be at that game, sending us updates all night long. So follow us on Twitter at Chesterfield Sports for Manchester fans and at Henrico Sports for Hermitage fans. And my son and I will keep you posted on that big battle all night long. That's huge. Another Big 12 poll battle. Number 10, Lee Davis at number 5, Highland Springs. That is our game of the week on WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, online and on the RVA Sports Network. Links at all four of our websites, as we mentioned earlier, and on the TuneIn Radio app at Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. We'll start at 6:30 with the On the Sidelines pregame show, powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland, as I sit down weekly with NBC 12 Sports Director Mark Davis to preview everything going on in the Central Region. And it gets crazier and more important as each week goes by. There's a big matchup. Cosby goes to LC Byrd in 6A South and in 5A South Central. That's a big matchup. Cosby pulls off the big upset, finally slays the dragon known as the Skyhawks, and that would just do them wonders in terms of possibly even giving them an advantage to get a home game in 6A South if they could run the table from there, but they still have James River to deal with and others. Obviously, LC Byrd wins. They'll stay ahead in the 5A South Central race, widening their lead this week again, even though they had a bye from a tenth of a point lead over Douglas Freeman to over a point advantage. So in 6A South, Manchester Hermitage huge, Cosby LC Byrd big, also big, as we mentioned a moment ago, James River Midlothian. Midlothian, not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination in 4A East. They've got Cortland in their sights, and a win over James River and a Cortland loss to Spotsylvania could be just enough to put the Trojans in 4A East with 3 weeks to go. James River in 8th, the last team in 6A South in their sub-region. They've got Forest Park just a point behind them. Forest Park goes to Woodbridge. James River hosts rival Midlothian. Rapids need the win. Trojans need the win. And that's another huge one on Friday night. In 5A South Central, we've already talked about the ramifications of Highland Springs' Lee Davis. Lee Davis could vault into the bigger picture up near the top half of the bracket with an upset of Highland Springs. And even though they're both 5-1, we would consider it an upset considering it's how long it's been since Lee Davis beat Highland Springs. You've got Henrico and Hermitage tied for fourth right now. Hermitage with a win over unbeaten Manchester on Friday night would certainly break that tie, because if Henrico wins their game, it's against a two-win Atlee squad. Verina vaults back into the playoff race big time, jumping from 9th to 6th place. You've got Matoaka vaulting back into the playoff race all alone in 8th place. Mills Godwin on the outside looking in by a third of a point. Meadowbrook, a little less than a point behind them. They dropped from 6th all the way to 10th, but they have Matoaka coming in this week. And so the winner of Matoaka-Meadowbrook, we may look back November 4th and go, that was the night that Team A solidified their playoff position, and Team B, it was the beginning of the end. None of these games are elimination games at this point, fans. So please don't quote me saying that there's an elimination game this Friday. There are no elimination games. We simply have too much football left to play. But the results of these Friday games that we're focusing on right now could, down the road on November 4th, again, we look back and go, had so-and-so won that game, they'd be in and another team would be out. So these games will be critical, but there are no elimination games this week. Deep Run, Mills Godwin. Deep Run, couple of points behind Mills Godwin. They're in 12th, Godwin 9th. If Deep Run could pull off the big win, they draw closer to postseason talk with 3 left to play. So still, 12 teams in the mix in the 8-team subregion in 5A South Central. Patrick Henry drops from 4th to 7th in 5A North, but they have Windlass Armstrong coming in for homecoming, a chance to right the ship and get ready for a tough stretch to end the season, but 3 out of the last 4 for the Patriots are at home. Friday, Armstrong. Next Friday, Atlee comes to Ashland. That's our game of the week. In 2 weeks, they go to Highland Springs, and then the Tomato Bowl against Lee Davis, also our game of the week on WHAN November 4th to end the regular season. That is played in Ashland this year. It is Atlee now on the outside looking in. These two teams are almost in similar positions that they were, just switch them around, a year ago, where Atlee was in pretty well most of the season. They ended up falling a bit and having to go on the road in the first round. Patrick Henry just missed the playoffs. Atlee now on the outside looking in 19th. The top 16 move in, but they are again, Atlee is again, 2 points out of 14th and only 2.5 points out of 12th. So a couple of good wins for Atlee, and they're right back in the mix. Dinwiddie Louisa tied for first in 4A East, a couple of points ahead of Eastern View. Monacan's gotten back into the home side of round one in fourth place. Chancellor less than a point behind them, and also less than a point behind them in sixth, Powhatan, who fell from third with the loss to Louisa. Powhatan's at Charlottesville. They should be favored in that game. Dinwiddie goes to Prince George. They'll be favored. Louisa goes to Western Albemarle, and they will be favored. Again, down at the bottom, Cortland hosts Spotsylvania. Midlothian goes to James River. Trojans can win, and Cortland loses. And Midlothian probably flips places with Cortland next week. But that's a tall order, and again, Midlothian's played 7. Cortland's only played 6. They have a game in hand. Again, all of the latest standings on RVASportsNetwork.com. And every Tuesday afternoon, we will give you, as soon as the numbers come out, the most in-depth analysis you can find here on the Central Region Now podcast. Quickly, a few things coming up here on RVA Sports Network. We talked about our game of the week, Tuesday night girls volleyball action, Super 6 pole showdown between number 5 Hanover and number 6 Atlee. We go live at 7 o'clock Tuesday night on our YouTube channel. We talked about our Friday night football game of the week. That's number 10 Lee Davis at number 5 Highland Springs. Quickly, in case you missed it Monday night on NBC 12 News at 6, our latest NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School football poll. Manchester still 1, Dinwiddie still 2, LC Bird still 3, Hermitage still 4, Highland Springs still 5, and Douglas Freeman still 6. Monacan goes back up from 10 to 7. Thomas Dale with the impressive effort, but the loss to Dinwiddie only drops 1. They're now at number 8. Henrico moves up 2 to 9. Lee Davis moves up to number 10. And then two unbeaten teams make the poll for the very first time this season, and want to congratulate both the Louisa Lions and the Goochland Bulldogs as they each make their debut in our Big 12 poll. Louisa at 6-0 is number 11. Goochland at 7-0 is number 12. Benedictine and Patrick Henry dropped out of the polls. Our Super 6 polls that came out in volleyball and field hockey on Sunday night. We'll talk field hockey first because there's already been a lot of action going on. Deep Run was number 1. They got a big win over LC Bird Monday night. Midlothian was 2, but they were upset by number 5 Cosby on Monday night. So a huge win for Cosby, who is really starting to play some good field hockey. And they get the rematch with Clover Hill on Wednesday night. They are 3rd in our poll. Clover Hill got a victory on Monday. We were at the first Clover Hill-Cosby matchup at Clover Hill, won by the Cavaliers. Cosby's hot right now. That's going to be a great matchup on Wednesday. And then Clover Hill-Midlothian coming up on Friday. So there's going to be some shaking up in our field hockey poll come Sunday night at 8 p.m. Prince George holds at 4. They got a win over Hopewell on Monday. Douglas Freeman holds at number 6. Boys volleyball, new number 1 team. Congratulations to the Atlee Raiders. They take over after James River was knocked off by Monacan last Thursday night. And the Chiefs, congrats to them. They move into the poll for the first time at number 6. Big on the strength of that victory over James River. So it's Atlee 1, James River 2, Douglas Freeman at 3, Clover Hill 4, Mills Godwin 5, Monacan 6, and just outside of the poll, or as we say, on the cusp, as the polls are posted on our website at rvasportsnetwork.com, Patrick Henry, Cosby, who dropped out of the poll, and Thomas Dale. Girls volleyball remained exactly the same, no changes from last week to this week. Powhatan 1, Deep Run 2, Mills Godwin 3, Goochland 4, Hanover 5, Atlee 6, Deep Run defeats Glen Allen Monday night, and Hanover Atlee, they face each other at Atlee on Tuesday night on our Game of the Week on our YouTube channel. All right, a couple of quick notes before we wrap things up here on this edition of Central Region Now. Number 1, Wednesday, We're going to be up at Randolph-Macon Wednesday night for a huge ODAC volleyball showdown as the preseason pick to win the conference, Washington and Lee, comes to unbeaten and defending ODAC champion Randolph-Macon, who, of course, lost a few huge keys to the team that made it all the way to the Elite Eight of the NCAA Division III tournament last year. But they've got some freshman firepower and a couple of kids that are really now coming into their own in Mariah Clark and Aaron Quinn. And so that's going to be a great matchup. We'll be live on Hanover Sports on Twitter from Crenshaw Gymnasium Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We were going to do women's soccer there also in the afternoon, but they've moved that to Tuesday night and moved it over to Day Field due to unplayable field conditions on the soccer field across the railroad tracks in Ashland. And I can understand why. We've only had 75 feet of rain here in the last couple of weeks. Our Thursday night right now is still open. There are several different games that we are looking at. We'll be at one of them at some point, somewhere. Stay with us on Twitter. We'll let you know where we're going to be. Friday night, of course, our game of the week at Kreider Stadium. Can't wait to go back and see our friends at Highland Springs, and can't wait to watch Lee Davis take on the Springers. That's going to be a great matchup. And then Saturday, friends, we're going to take a personal day. I'm going to brag just a bit for just a second as my daughter, Rachel, who, of course, is on the avatars of most of our Twitter feeds. And, let me say this real quick. She was home for fall break a couple of weeks back, a little bit of an extended fall break due to the vice presidential debate taking place at her university, Longwood, down in Farmville. And she was with me for that rainy game of the week, Patrick Henry Hanover, one of the few games that got played in Week 5 on the Friday. And when we're together, we take our annual football selfie. It began completely out of the blue. What was it, 2012 at the Tomato Bowl. She went with me that night as a sophomore in high school just to help pop out. And we took a selfie of both of us in headphones, and that became a tradition. She started coming with me all the time to football games, and once a year we would take an annual selfie. And the number one reason why you see pictures of myself and my daughter on Twitter is because it's a family tradition. And we had a new one a couple of weeks ago, which is now the new avatar on Hanover Sports, and we moved last year's to Henrico, and the one from 2 years ago to Chesterfield, and we've retired the one from 2013. The one from 2012 was retired last year. Yes, it's nice so that if you happen to see me around at your game and you've seen my face on Twitter, you can connect one and one and go, oh, the RVA Sports Network is here. That's great. That's fine. That's gravy in my field. My feeling. The number one reason why those pictures are on is just the tradition that came out of her being with me. And boy, do I miss her on Friday nights, I got to tell you. But I'm so excited now that my son has a different work schedule. He used to work nights for a long, long time and was never able to be with me on a Friday night because he was working. But now he's able to do it, and it's great to have him at other games and sending us information. So it's a family affair here at the RVA Sports Network. I'm telling you, folks, we're not owned by a large conglomerate. We're not corporately owned. It is a family business. My wife owns the whole thing. My daughter helps. My son helps. And there's a lot of people out there who help, too, network-wise. Coaches and players and trainers and fans and parents. And I just cannot begin to tell you all the people who help us out, sending us information during games, after games, et cetera, et cetera. As we've mentioned on Twitter a million times, and we mean it every time, you are the network, and we thank you so much for being there. And all of that to say, I'm taking a personal day Saturday because my daughter is the lead in a play at the Virginia Children's Book Festival being held beginning Thursday for 3 days at Longwood University. She'll be performing in the Jarman Auditorium on Saturday morning, so I will be heading down to Farmville bright and early on Saturday to see her in her element and to enjoy some time with her before we get back into town. We'll keep you posted on college football during the day on Saturday as we are able. And then we'll get set with new action next week. Next week, last week of field hockey regular season. Just 2 weeks left next week and the following week in volleyball's regular season. We can already tell you Monday night we are scheduled to be at Mills Godwin for what should be a huge boys volleyball showdown, as it will be number one Atlee taking on number five Mills Godwin. All right, my friends, thanks for being with us on Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. And, of course, an exclusive presentation of RBASN and solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of you, our audience. Any rebroadcast, other use of any part or all of our podcast or our live broadcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Stay with us every week on the Central Region Now podcast. Friday nights, we go live and bring you the final word on that night in football action. And we post it a little bit after midnight across our Twitter network and on all of our websites. And then on Tuesdays, as soon as the VHSL football numbers come out, we come out with our midweek update, the podcast that gives you in-depth analysis you won't find anywhere else on what's happening as we get closer to the football postseason. Have a great one, fans. We'll talk to you on the game of the week.